Christian.
Okay.
Hi, Christian. How are you doing today? Happy Friday.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You too.
I'm glad we made it to the weekend. I for sure need
it. Me too.
So my name is Nadine. It's a pleasure to meet you. I saw that you were talking with Carlene. Did she do a good job explaining to you the outline of the program?
I don't quite understand. I understand what SEO optimization is, and I do get repeated phone calls throughout the whole entire year asking me if I want to spend some money on some SEO optimization, getting myself to near the top of the page of Google when someone's looking for a painting contractor. And we actually do pretty well organically when someone is searching for us in certain parts of the state of Connecticut.
Okay.
But we unfortunately don't end up at the top of the page all over the state. So I'm just curious to know what it is you charge by the month for what you're proposing.
I did take a look. I did a quick search for the company by name. I did come across the Google Business Profile. Great job on that with the reviews, by the way. I see that you have the website, Facebook, Yelp, BBB, Instagram. Like, there's a lot of online presence, right?
I actually don't seem to get a whole heck of a lot from Better Business Bureau or from what was the other one? Yelp. I actually get a lot of undesirable attention from Yelp. I get people that are reaching out to me from Yelp that almost seem like a scam. People that don't even want to make an appointment with me.
Really?
They just ask if I can come paint their house at a specific date and time. And they said they found me on Yelp, but yet I can't even get the people on the phone.
Interesting.
And so I more or less just ignore them.
Yeah. Well, you're not paying for Yelp ads or anything like that, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay. There's also...
I believe I have a Yelp page, but I don't think I've done anything with it. I've done,
yeah,
like,
you have a Yelp page.
With it.
I did see that. It's got photos on there. It has some content, couple reviews as well.
I unfortunately don't maintain that at all, so I don't really pay much attention to it. And throughout the years... I really haven't done a ton with even Facebook or my website, but I've done a little bit and enough to create some content where it just creates activity and helps me have some organic reasons why people do a Google search and find me.
Yeah. So there's also an Angie's List that popped up too. Is that current or was that earlier on?
Yeah. I mean, I don't do anything with Angie's List, but I think some people have found me on the Angie's List just due to reviews.
Okay. And then your targeted area, typically, I know you mentioned all over the state of Connecticut, right? Which I'm going to be honest with you.
It's for the most part, it's throughout most of the central part of the state. I don't do a whole heck of a lot of business down near the shoreline, down near New York City, but I do tend to get toward the shoreline, closer to the middle of the state or even the eastern part of the state, but I don't tend to do a whole heck of a lot of work down at the shoreline near New York City because there's just so many competitors in that area.
Yeah.
And it's a little far for us to drive that far.
Yeah, yeah. So what would you say, like, roughly maybe within an 80-mile radius or a little less or more than that?
From where I am now?
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably within a 40 mile radius would be accurate, I would say.
Okay. Okay. And I just wanted to clarify that because it'll help me figure, like, what would be the best option for you. Now, Facebook, have you ever done Facebook advertising, any type of ad campaigns with Facebook or no?
All I've really done is place some ads or place some posts and then boosted them.
Okay.
That's all I've really done. I haven't really done any Facebook advertising per se.
Okay. So basically, I'll tell you, the reason that we were reaching out in particular with our company is because we had a position that opened up. And what my representatives are doing is they're calling businesses in the area to find us a company that is a good fit. And I'll be super transparent with you. I'm looking for a painter, I mean, just within your city. And you're coming up as number two on the first page, right?
Oh, well, that's good. That's pretty high and near the top of the list.
Yeah. And I just put in, because I'm
you
in
say
California.
In my city, do you mean in Stafford Springs?
Yes, sir. Correct.
All right. So Stafford Springs is a very, very small town, and I don't do a terrible amount of work in my own town.
And I figured that. So
yeah.
The reason that I say this is because
we were originally out of Manchester, Connecticut, which is right in the middle of the state.
Uh-huh.
And then just a small handful of years ago when my father retired, the office came to my house, and so we moved this central location to where I am near the top of the state, but we still cover the same area.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, perfect. So I say that because I like to be up front too. You know what I mean? That this is what I found so far.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, no, and other companies won't tell you that. They'll see you on the first page and I'll be honest with you, they'll tell you that they don't. So I'd rather be very upfront on everything when I'm finding, right? Just searching. I say that because even though I'm in California, that's how I would have to search, as if I'm in your area. So that's why I didn't even put the zip code. I just put the city and state, and you came up number two. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's a small area, but I mean, still, that's not bad. Okay. So one of the options that I would recommend is our Platinum package, because this is the one that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. The way that we do things here, Christian, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's month to month. There's no contracts. We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Okay? So this is a family-owned business. I mean, you just recently became the owner 3 years ago because you did mention your dad had the company.
Yeah, I've been working with my father for 35 or 34 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But my father had retired 4 years ago, so I'm, instead of me running a crew now,
yeah,
I'm doing all the sales. And since I'm college educated, he used to have my stepmother doing all the books for him and
uh-huh.
all the bill paying and all the invoicing and all this and that and the other thing. And I do both their jobs now since
it's
not terribly difficult.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to consider you an established business still. Okay.
We've been around since 1969, so majority of our work comes from referrals.
I'm not surprised. I'm really not. With this particular package and established business credit, what you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It's a month-to-month program, okay. No contracts. It does, however, come with a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment would be $398 to get it started, $299 every month after that. That is the price that you're grandfathered in, so it doesn't change no matter whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. It's still the same rate. However, this would
what
include
what do you guys do to help me get to the top of the list?
That would be with the optimization, posting, managing your keywords and your search terms. To continuously have you on that first page within the local map, it includes content creation on Bing. We do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads, basically, if someone does that search on Google for your services and then they're on their Facebook page, they're going to be retargeted with your ad. That's also going to help you reach more new potential clients, but with those ads, we can make them unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. The furthest that they're going to target is a 50-mile radius. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results, but you're not going to incur click fees from it because you're paying a flat rate. We always make sure that your website's attached. We are not going to change it. We're not going to tinker with that website. We just always want to make sure that it's attached. And then we cover the mobile platform so that whenever someone's using their iPhone or Android or tablet, they would still be able to find you listed on that first page. So this particular package pretty much would cover all of your bases.
$299 a month.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I likely, if I did sign up for it, I likely wouldn't keep it going throughout the entire year, just simply because when I start hitting my busy season again,
then
it's a
like...
little overwhelming.
Right.
It's overwhelming with how many calls and estimates I go out on a daily
basis.
I'm
not surprised.
And
when does that typically
and
start?
I normally throughout my busy season, I'm uh-huh. normally keeping 4 to 5 crews of guys busy.
Wow.
So a lot of mouths
That's
to feed.
Amazing.
But at the same time, at the same time, I'm not normally able to keep them busy during this time of the year, and most companies aren't in my industry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the season. When is typically your busiest season? When does that start, May?
Yeah, when it's cold outside, we can't do any exterior work.
So you're doing
April,
all interior?
The end of April all the way till usually or traditionally right around the middle to the end of October. We're normally doing interior and exterior work. During the cold season here, since we can't do any exterior work, we're limited to only being able to do interior work, which slows us down. And then if you add in the factor that, you know, the holidays through December, we start to pick up our pace a little bit right around February. And that's kind of normal for our industry.
Yeah, that's what I figure too. My stepmother-in-law, she's from Waterbury.
Oh, okay.
Connecticut. Yeah. So that's how I know, because her family's out there, you know. Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you this, Christian, even if you started with our program, right? When your season hits, when you're going to start picking up and be overwhelmed, you always have the option to cancel or pause it.
Okay.
We don't charge you cancellation fees. If you said, hey, I want to pause it, because I am like I'm just cranking it out right now. Like I need a pause it. Like I can't handle more. We pause it. You're not paying for it. You're not losing your position. It's just kind of like almost like on a hold, right? So that way, like let's say you paused it for 6 months. Okay. They would obviously follow up with you and say, hey, did you want to reactivate it for this part of the season? And you can decide yes.
When you say reactivate, what exactly are you reactivating? If you're doing SEO optimization, you're putting in keywords, are you actually removing that?
We're not removing it. What it is is that we're not doing anything to optimize it, to maintain it on that first page when you have it on pause. But you're not paying for it either. Does that make sense? So like if you said, I want to reactivate my account with you guys, or you could just say, you know what, listen, cancel it out. I mean, you're going to still put it this way. You're still holding the ownership to your Google business profile, your Facebook page. We're just listed as managers. That's it. You maintain your ownership. And I'm very clear on that because I know other companies, other businesses that have worked with other SEO companies, they lose it. And it's very hard for them to retrieve it back. It's stated in our terms and conditions that you hold your ownership. We're just managers.
Okay.
So I'm very clear on that because I've heard horror stories from others. So yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. I mean, what are your thoughts if you don't mind me asking?
Well, considering the fact that I would actually like to be busier during this time of the year, I also look forward to having some slower times. But I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that it would help my guys out more because when they're not working, they're not earning any money. I don't pay unemployment.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny you say that, right? Because when I used to have a side business of catering, my husband and I, it was just like a side hustle we did. And sometimes I was like, I cannot wait for Monday to roll up. I need a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially with like the graduations.
The
well, because the graduations, the weddings, it was like nonstop in the summer, you know, and spring. Winter, not so much unless you're doing like the holiday parties, but it was like sometimes I felt like you, like I kind of like a little bit of the break, you know?
Yeah.
But
I
then
really
the
did.
Money's good. And when it's busy, it's
busy. I vacation in the winter.
It's so funny. I hear people do that too. They're like, listen, I'm going to Florida for the winter. Business is closed.
Oh yeah. My wife and I are already planning on getting away in January.
Oh, where are you guys going? What's the plan?
We like to go to St. John every year.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good for you guys. Hey, if you work hard, why not? Enjoy it. That's what I say.
Absolutely.
Life is too short.
And we're very fortunate that we can do that because there's a lot of people out there that can't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, what an amazing thing that you guys, even during COVID, right? You know,
yeah.
I hate to say it, but a lot of businesses
didn't survive it.
During COVID is
when we started doing it.
Right? You're like, well, might as well go on vacay.
Yeah.
So.
Well, for a long time, it's been a Christmas present to my adult kids.
Oh, saying, really?
Hey, buy some plane fare and come down and hang out at the villa that we're renting for a week and make some family memories. And since they're all adults and they're off on their own, it's a way for us to create an excuse to spend some family time.
That's awesome.
And they love being down there. My kids love it. And they're all having kids now, so I can't even have them all go there at the same time each year now. But I think in the future, they'll still continue to go with us.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Good for you. You know, family is very important, you know. I get the working hard and keeping the business running and stuff like that, but family time is very important. Again, like I say, life is too short, you know, and kids grow up real fast. I know we have grandbaby number 15 on the way in February. So that's exciting. Yeah.
I'm on number 2 in February.
Oh my gosh, really? My daughter's going to have a girl.
My second grandson is on the way in February.
Oh, what a blessing. Well, God bless you on that one. How exciting. I love boys. I had nothing but girls. So it's like, bring us the boys.
My first grandson that came a little over a year ago, his name's Archie. So far we got boys coming.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Grandbabies are the best. You know, you can spoil them and send them on home.
Exactly.
So what are your thoughts, Christian? I mean, do you feel that this is something, I mean, worth giving a shot? Or what are your
thoughts? Yeah, I'd
give
it a shot over the wintertime. I think it's worth trying to drum up some business.
All right. All right. So let's do this. What's the best email for you? I did see one that says chinchartforyou@hotmail.com. It was actually on your Facebook page. Is that the best email?
Yes, that's on my Facebook page, but I'm going to substitute the hotmail.com.
Okay.
Just do it at Gmail. So chinchartforyou@gmail.com is the one that I tend to use nowadays.
Okay, perfect. So let me do this. I'm actually right now preparing an email for you. There's going to be two emails that you're going to be receiving from Nadine Medina. So the first one is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to show that the pricing is $299 month to month, and that's for the Platinum package, okay, with the one-time $99 setup fee and everything that is included in that. So let me just prepare that one. Now, you're also going to have as well a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working. So I'm going
to
send you an example of that.
I have a tendency of just asking each and every person I go out and an estimate for how
that's
they got
good.
Me.
That's good. And
so
I would encourage
what works and what doesn't.
Yes. And I would definitely encourage too to continue to get those reviews. Continue to get them. We can even simplify it for you too. Like we can create you a tiny URL and I believe there's even like a QR code. You just text it or email it to your past clients, have them keep leaving you reviews. You know, the modern day word of mouth, I call it.
I have a link that I use.
Perfect.
And I usually call my customer list once a year, and I ask them to write a review. So that's how I got the reviews that I got.
That is awesome.
I usually just spend a little time just making a handful of phone calls and do it once a year because I do all the sales by myself.
Wow.
And it seems to be working.
That's awesome. You know, it's interesting that you say that because, you know, I encourage business owners all the time, and I get it. They're busy. You know what I mean? But thank goodness you do it that way. That's good. That's a really good way of doing that.
It's not a lot of time to be spent. If you look at how much time someone spends on their work throughout the whole entire year, if I just spent, you know, a couple of days at the end of the season when I'm slow to make a whole ton of phone calls and ask people if they'll write me a review, even if I get 10, 15 different reviews out of it or even 20 different reviews, that really does go a long way.
It does. It does. It really does. So good job. This phone number that you and I are speaking on, the 860-734-6579, do you get text messages, Christian, on this number?
Yeah, this is my business cell phone.
Okay. I'm going to send you this text. Now, the text, it's going to have our 877 number. I want you to save it in your contacts under Local Splash. I'm also including as well your username and your password for your client dashboard. Okay? So let me know once you receive that text message. Make sure you save our number under Local Splash, two words.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We're on the West Coast in Cali. You're 3 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you 10 to 7. Okay?
All right.
Were you able to get that text?
Nope, I didn't get it yet.
Okay. We'll give it a second. Let me make sure it went through on my end. I noticed on your Google Business profile, there's an address showing 154 Conklin Road. Is that your home address by chance?
It is.
Okay. Do you want it to show? Because typically they hide the address because it's your home office.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hiding the address.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure.
There are, you know what I have found though, is that there are a lot of people who are hiring contractors like myself who specifically want to promote local business.
Uh-huh.
They want a local guy.
Okay.
And when they don't, if they don't know that I'm local, that might deter them from being able to want to set up an appointment with me for an estimate.
Yeah, I know that they're making it like whatever your preference is. Typically, they prefer that the address be hidden because they just don't want to take a chance that someone might just pop up at your house thinking it's a storefront or something. Have you had any issues with it showing?
No.
Oh, well then, I mean, that's up to
but
you. If you want it to show, we can
I
have
actually
it showing.
Wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind hiding it though.
Okay.
If you want to just write, if you want to be, when it says address, if you want to be vague about it, you could write down Manchester, Connecticut, or you could write down Crystal Lake, Connecticut.
Well, I know it's going to go based off of where, so the red dot will be there, right? But typically, I think if anything, it might just only show your state. Let me see something real quick.
Oh, I see. Okay.
At the state and the city, but let me look at something really quick. Yeah, because, well, it looks like pretty much a lot of people are showing their addresses. I don't know if it's because they didn't realize that it shows. Let me see something. Is your guys' weather pretty cold right now?
Yep. We just got 6 inches of snow yesterday.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Oh
wow.
I'm like, wow. That's crazy. Oh my God.
It's our first significant snowfall of the season, and that's kind of normal for this time of the year.
Is it? You're going to laugh when I tell you how cold it is over here, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my bones are like hurting. It's like 59. Everybody laughs when I talk to anybody back east. They're like, I would be wearing flip-flops and shorts. I'm like, that's crazy. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I see a lot of people's addresses showing. I wonder if they're doing it in your area for that reason that they show their address.
I mean, that's what I find, that a lot of people want to hire a local contractor to do the work instead of finding somebody that's, you know, 40, 50 miles away.
Well, I would say this. If we keep your address showing, then we're able to do a profile for you on Apple Maps, which is another search engine.
Okay.
Okay. If at any point in time you want us to hide it, you just call us and say, hide the address, and we hide it. Okay? Not a big deal. All right. Company name, I currently show it reading as Charter Painting the Ampersand Restoration, correct?
Yep.
That's how it should be listed. Yep. Okay. All right. And then same phone number, is it? Well, let me see. Let me go back here just to verify. Yep, same phone number.
The main phone number, the main phone number for the company is not my phone number.
It's the 860-646-7668, right?
Yes.
That's when
I see. That's the phone number for my answering service.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So we just want to make sure that that's always the phone number listed. Okay.
Yeah.
646-7668. All right. So typically with this program, with us, we're looking at, let's see, December, probably when do you think it might go on a pause? Are you thinking like February, March?
I don't understand the question. What do you mean?
Because I know when your next season starts, right? I just kind of want to time it for you, like when it's possibly going to go on pause or, you know what I mean? So that way, because the way I'm going to explain it to you is like this. I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline the service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you as well. It'll go over the billing date, the amount, okay? Your billing date is always going to be the 6th of every month, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you need to pause or cancel it, I'm also going to state in the voice verification, you just got to make sure that you call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge on that billing date. There's no cancellation fee, okay? So I'll give you an example. Let's say you don't want it to charge in March because you're already starting, right? You want to make sure you call before March 6th. Call 3 days before that to cancel it or to put it on a pause for 6 months or whatever, okay? So that way you're not being billed. Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's go here. All right, so
I did receive that text message, by the way.
Yay. Oh, thank goodness. I was just going to ask you. we'll give it a few minutes. Okay, perfect. And then, Christian, so the card that you're going to be putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or does it have both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Do you spell Christian with an H, the C-H, the traditional way, I guess you would say?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you pronounce it Charter or Carter? It's Charter,
Charter,
right? Okay. I don't like when I mispronounce. Any middle initial on the card? Or just first and last? Okay.
First and last.
And the business name, how does it read on there?
On the card?
Yes, sir.
Let me see. I'm pulling it out here now.
No worries. Take your time.
It reads on the card. One line says Christian Charter on it, and then the next line down says Charter Painting.
Okay. What's the billing address for this card? Is it the same address as the one that's on the Google profile?
Yes.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And the card number, whenever you're ready?
5480.
Mm-hmm.
0608.
Mm-hmm.
2758.
Uh-huh.
9252.
I'm going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not charging this card. 5480. 0608-2758-9252, correct?
That's correct.
Expiration month and year?
April 2025.
And the CVV code on the back?
895.
I'm going to put a security question on your account with us to protect it, and I want you to get into the habit that whenever we call you, always ask, what is my security question? Because if at any time someone were to hang up on you, then you know it was not us calling. You could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
What would you like for the security question?
The city I was born in.
And what city was that?
New Britain, Connecticut.
New Britain. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be turning on the recording. In the recording, I'm going to ask you for a two-month verbal agreement. Basically, what I'm asking you is stick it out 2 months. Okay? You
okay.
pay monthly. Again, you can cancel at any time. When I'm walking you through it, please, if there's anything that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So we can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So please state the name of your business.
Charter Painting and Restoration.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Christian Charter, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update. We know you can't just pick up the call because you're in the middle of something. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. Get into that
okay.
habit of always asking when
is
we call you.
Is it normally a text or is it normally a phone call?
I'm going to ask you what your preference is, okay, if you prefer that we call you, text you, or email. If we call you and you don't respond, we'll send you a text. Hey, we just tried reaching you. Give us a call when you get a moment. So
okay.
we actually reach out to you in different ways. I always ask, what's your preference? Do you prefer that we call, text, or email, or all three? Sometimes someone might tell me, I prefer phones and text messages. Some people tell me, I prefer a text message because I could respond quicker or call you as soon as I'm available. So I'll ask you what your preference is on that as well. The reason that I'm stating this part of it, perfect, because I'll put that down. The reason that I'm stating this is because I want you to be just very careful. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $2.99 a month, and that's why I ask you to get into that habit of always asking, what's my security question? Because if someone were to call you and say, hey, this Local Splash, you need to pay $20. Well, what's my security question? They're going to hang up on you because they're not going to
yeah.
know that. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, in hiring
there is
local,
a lot of fraud out there.
yeah, trust me. It happened to me years ago when my grandma was dying. I was like, oh, my God. Thank goodness I have a credit union bank, so I got my money back. But, you know, I was just – I'm, like, trying to get to my grandma to say my goodbyes. You know what I mean? And I get this random
yeah.
call, and I'm like, okay, I owe money? Okay,
well,
I'm not
there
trying
really
to ruin
is
my
a
credit.
Ton, a ton of fraud taking place out there right now.
Oh, yeah, 'tis the season. You know what I mean? 'Tis the season.
Yeah.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't quite understand.
I always explain this one. So what we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and just say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. We'll tell you, oh, yeah, go for it. It's not included in our package. Or we'll tell you, no, don't do it because you're spending more money now. Okay? Mm-hmm. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's all.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 6th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, as I mentioned, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Christian, is that your second payment will be charged on January 6th, 2025 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once that term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I texted you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to be updating the package and then process the payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to get your receipt, and we'll look over it as well. It's going to go both to your email and your text message. The next order of business is I need to schedule what we call a client interview. Now, this is really where the magic is going to happen, not with me. During the client interview, they're going to re-verify everything you and I verified just to make sure I notated everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads, the areas that we're targeting. They're going to go over way more in detail. How does your schedule look for today?
I'm a bit tied up for the rest of today.
Okay. Because typically
I could make an appointment for next week if you'd like.
Okay. How does Monday look for you? Because what I'll do, just so you kind of know the time frame of it, we'll block out an hour. The appointment, you don't need to be in front of a computer, but it can take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe even a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. But I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Do you prefer like an earlier morning one? Because the earliest would be 10 to 11 your time. Latest are like a 6 to 7. And I can see what's in between.
Let me just double check my calendar. Hold on one
second. Okay. You do that. Well, I'm taking a look at my calendar for, it's so weird when I said 2025. Like, oh my gosh.
It's right around the corner.
Well, you know what's funny is I was just talking to my husband about this. I'm all, do you remember nuclear war? I remember being in elementary, junior high and terrified that the world was going to end, right? And come on, here we are going into 2025. I think I'm telling you my age. My kids are okay. Like, oh my gosh, you act like you're 18, Mom. And I'm all, I'm young at heart, you know. My body doesn't tell me that, but.
I feel old, and I tell people that all the time.
I tell them, well, you know what? My husband and I were laughing because we're like, oh, my gosh, we never thought we would get here like our parents, where you're getting out of bed, and it's like all you hear is like, oh, you know, because you're trying to get the body cranked up, you know, got to warm it up here.
It's even worse in the winter where I am.
I can imagine. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's funny because my mom has arthritis, so when it gets cold, like she already knows, oh, we got rain coming.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Like, why? She goes, my bones are killing me right now. And I'm like, oh. I haven't gotten there yet.
I used to pick on my grandmother for that.
Did you? I know. I used to tell my grandma, I used to always tell my grandma, why are your fingers crooked? And now I'm like, oh my God, I looked at my hands the other day and I'm like, oh, I have grandma's hands. I noticed, why is my pinky going that direction? My sister-in-law and I were just busting up about that last night.
Okay, yeah, I can do Monday.
Okay. What time do you think, so I could take a look at our calendar to see what we have? Because I have appointments as early as 10 o'clock all the way through 6, your time. Whatever time I give you, it's in your time zone.
Well, since you guys are 3 hours behind, why don't I put you down for 11 a.m.?
Okay, 11 for
which
you, right?
Which happens to be 8 a.m. for you guys. Is that too early?
Yes, sir. No, not at all. I even have a 10 to 11 if you want that.
Okay. I'm going to write down 11 a.m. from my
Okay.
time.
Perfect. I'm going to send you a calendar invite as well. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 11
okay.
and 12. Okay? We're going to call you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason, Christian, we call you, you're in the middle of something, just pick up the phone and just say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, I will also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour. I probably only need 5 more minutes and then we're all done. Okay?
Okay.
So, obvious is interior painting. What else do you want me to notate under your services?
Interior and exterior house painting.
Interior. Yes, sir. And what else?
I still do estimate exteriors even though it's winter time because
hey, if you can schedule
in many
them
cases
out.
When I'm yeah, in many mm-hmm. cases when I'm booking up my work for the season, sometimes in the springtime I'm booking out work for, you know, 2+
That's
months
good.
Ahead.
That's really good. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then, aside from the painting, anything else that you do?
We offer some carpentry services if it's
okay.
associated with painting.
But
so,
it's not
in
anything
other words,
you
I don't
be
go
out
for.
Just strictly so, painting.
I would just write down painting services.
Okay. And is that only residential or commercial too?
Residential and commercial.
Okay, perfect. Not that it's a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured?
Of course.
Okay. And I know you mentioned you prefer that we communicate with you with all three, phone, text, email.
Yeah, whatever suits you best.
Now,
I'll look
the
at
Facebook.
Them all.
Okay, perfect. And the Facebook ads, we could reach as far as a 50-mile radius. Do you want to push it to the 50 miles?
Sure.
Okay. And what are your, let me look and see if your hours of operation are already on that profile. Let me pull it up here.
It's normal business hours.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah, it's currently showing as 8 to 8, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday closed. Good.
Yep.
Day of rest. Family mm-hmm. time. And then let's see. Okay. Perfect. So I got all that. Oh, what forms of payments do you typically take?
Cash or check.
Okay. Awesome. Now,
I'm not set up to do any cards.
Oh, no worries. Now, there's, I need you to find in your text messages or your emails, because we sent it to both, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. I know you've gotten quite a few of them, so it should be...
I've gotten 2 of them from you guys.
Okay. So there's one that says initial invoice.
Okay.
I'll need you to open that
I'm
one up.
I'm looking at my text right now.
Okay. No worries.
I don't see anything that says initial invoice in my text message.
What are the ones that you see? Okay. I would check your email then because it seems like the text message is a little delayed.
Oh, wow. I've gotten a lot of emails from you guys.
Yeah. I told you. I said you would.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, there's a lot.
From unknown sender. Level
yep,
swag,
that's for your count. That's needed. For your calendar invite. That I would say, you know what I would say on that one? I would recommend that you send us the list of those items just so that we always have it on hand, because if at any point Google were to ask for it, we already got it. We're not bugging you for it. Just send us what you can that's on that
what
list.
What list of items? What are you referring to?
So if you look at that, the one that says action photos needed, do you see that one?
Oh, it says action needed pictures, yeah.
Yeah. So we just like to always be prepared. So if for any reason Google were to say, hey, we need this, we already have it. So you just send like a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, business license, insurance. It's just we like to always have that on hand. Just because if for any reason Google decides that they want it, we got it, and we're not calling and bugging you about it. You could actually upload them. Those won't show anywhere online. They're in the back office part. So you can actually upload them or email them to us. The technician will go over it with you too. There should be one either before or after that that'll say initial invoice, and it'll say, hello, Christian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Oh, that's the calendar one.
It would have been before the calendar.
Welcome to Local Splash. We're passionate about putting your business on the first page, blah, 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 blah.
Maybe before that one.
Oh, here it is. I found the invoice.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to open it up, and it goes on to say your invoice is located below this email. Please note this will be a recurring charge. That's based upon the terms identified below, as we mentioned, the 6th of each month, right?
Yep.
Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? It's like the sentence below it.
It just says, access your dashboard.
Please
click here to accept your subscription terms.
Yes,
I do see
you'll
that.
Click on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You're on that page, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to go towards the middle, going towards the bottom, where it says mobile phone. Make sure it's your phone number that we would text in that box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The two boxes below it, you're going to check each one. The first one is that you're agreeing to receive text messages from us to your phone number,
mm-hmm.
which is different from the number that's showing on your Google Business profile because that's your answering service, right? And I've already, I went ahead and notated all that. Now, you're going to also click on the other box that says that you certify you're the authorized holder and the signer of your credit card and that the information is true and correct.
Okay.
And then there's the arrow, kind of like orange reddish arrow that says sign. In that box next to it, you're going to click in it and just type your name exactly as it reads there. Just your first name, space, last name. The date's already populated, so you don't need to put the date. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should have opened up a page that's asking you to put a username and a password. Let me know once you see that.
I'm there.
Okay. I'm going to give you the username and password, which is in the first text that I sent you earlier, but I want you to try to log in right now. Your username is your phone number that we're on right now, your actual cell number, right? No dashes, just the number, 860-734-6579.
Yep.
Password, all one word, all lowercase, NET photos. Net photos. And then you'll log in.
Okay.
And it should say check back in 2 to 3 days or something like that. Did it let you in?
It let me in, but I'm just got something covering up that part on my phone for a second.
Okay.
We're working on your account.
Perfect.
Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay. Last thing I'm going to go over with you is our timeline. We're going to get moving pretty fast. Okay. So reminder on Monday that you have your client interview. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm going to be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, they will call you directly. Okay? Remember, it'll be an 877 number, but I'll send you the reminder an hour before. So with the timeline, 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. Okay? 7 to 14 days, and also within 5 to 7 days, start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and can start generating phone calls for you as well. Okay? What we always state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, our promise is always going to be 45 to 60 days for the first page placement. I'm always going to give that timeline no matter what. I have seen it many, many times happen sooner. And in your case, that is a possibility because you have the Google Business Profile. Remember, you're just adding us on as managers to that profile on Google as well as the Facebook page, okay, just managers so we can manage them. So it could happen sooner for you. However, I'm still going to stick to that timeline because, Christian, I would rather underpromise and overdeliver. We will be sending you notifications as each step's being completed. We're keeping you in the loop. So we notify you when the Facebook ads are live. We notify you when, hey, the first page placement's going on. We notify you when you're in the directories. And if you're sending us pictures to update, we're going to update them on your Yelp page too. Because it's part of our directory submission, but we don't do Yelp ads. Just an FYI. Okay?
Okay.
It's to also, because we want to make sure, like, all, if we're updating your information, we're updating it there too. Okay?
Okay.
So I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm so super excited for you, and thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see how it pans out. I mean, I, like I said, I'm always trying to reinvent new ways of trying to drum up more business during our slower season. So
yeah, we'll definitely.
See how it goes, but.
All right. Well, we're here for
but
you every step of the way.
It's a reasonable price, so I definitely feel like it could turn into something. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, hey, getting a painting job, it's gonna be paying for itself, right? I mean, obviously, we want you to make more than that. But I'm talking about, like, your profit. After you pay your guys, your materials, you know, so it's what's left over is the profit. So I understand being a business owner myself years ago. man. But I'm super excited for you, and we will talk with you on Monday, okay? In the meantime, if you have any questions, please feel free and reach out. Other than that, have a beautiful weekend.
You too.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you Monday.
Have a good one.
Thank you, bye-bye. Christian. Bye-bye.